Water, earth, air. These are the three elements that can unleash disasters. Thankfully, the masters of all elements, aka scientists and engineers, created these seven genius inventions that might one day help save your life. Your home insurance company will appreciate you investing in this one. Floodworks vinyl tubes are like big, long pillows made of strong plastic that are filled with water. Each tube is 4 feet long and can be used to block water from getting through doors or into garages, as well as divert it. They're good for stopping water that's up to 6 inches high. You can bend these tubes into different shapes and they will hold their new form. They're designed with a cap on one end to fill them up with water. The other end has a special opening that lets you connect tubes together with a clip to allow you to create a longer barrier if needed. There's a part on the tubes called a brake, which stops them from rolling away. To keep out taller amounts of water, you can put one layer of tubes on top of another, making a triangle shape like a pyramid. This can keep out water up to 12 inches high. However, it's advised not to stack them any higher than that. If you've got deeper water, you might need a different water bending move. I mean, flood solution. If only Titanic had this invention on board. In the event of a shipwreck, we know by now that old-school lifeboats are too slow to launch and there aren't enough for everyone. Life buoys, on the other hand, are too few and can only save one person each. And life jackets are often not within easy reach when you really need them. This is where instant relief comes in handy. So cleverly called the Anti-Titanic, it is a lifeboat that allows multiple people to stay safe and together in the event of a shipwreck. It has a crisscross, waffle-like pattern that acts like many life rafts, allowing a large number of people to stay afloat. In case of an emergency, once the ship's sensors detect damage, the alarm sounds and the device gets to work right away without anyone having to do anything. Fueled by high-pressure carbon dioxide, it fills up with gas in just 2 minutes. The life mat can be 50 square meters, so there's room to save plenty of people. And no, people don't need to literally jump ship to get on it. The device inflates and forms a ladder against the ship's side, so everyone can climb down this ladder and onto the safety of the big air mat. What's even more clever is that the mat has different sections. People who need extra help, like the elderly, children, or those with disabilities, can stay out of the water and rest. If earthbending is not one of your skills, better check this invention out. Debris flows and shallow landslides are like super fast rivers of mud that can carry big rocks, tree branches, or even large boulders. They happen when too much rain or melted snow makes the ground on hillsides too wet and slippery, especially if there aren't any plants or trees to hold the soil together. This can also happen when the ground gets burned in a wildfire and there's nothing left to protect it. Debris flows usually follow the shape of the land, moving through natural paths like gullies or ditches. If nothing stops them, they can damage roads, bridges, and houses, or even block rivers. This is where the debris flow barriers come in handy. They act like a big net that catches these mud rivers before any disastrous consequences. Placed right in the natural paths of the debris flow, the barrier has special elements that soak up the energy from the debris flow, slowing it down and stopping all the stuff from moving further. What's also great about them is that they don't damage the environment. One can take them down without leaving a mess and put them back up again if there's a risk of debris flows in the future. This little box created by NASA engineers is not looking for extraterrestrial creatures or other planets. It's a life-saving radar called Finder that's designed to find people trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings right here on Earth. Using a technology that is similar to what might be used for space exploration, Finder can detect the tiny, rhythmic movements of a human heartbeat and breathing amidst chaos and destruction. The way it works is like this. It sends out a safe, low-energy microwave signal into the debris, which is much weaker than what your mobile phone emits. As the signal then bounces back from the rubble, Finder listens for patterns that show someone is there, living and breathing, even when they can't call out or may be unconscious. The device is so sensitive that it can tell the difference between a person and an animal. Engineers also use a unique method to pick out these signals of life from other random movements, like leaves shaking or other non-life patterns. According to tests, it can search a small building in about 10 minutes and a much larger area in about a half an hour. On the other hand, the next invention is designed to help save lives, not after, but during the event of an earthquake. Earthquake-proof table is a sturdy school desk that doubles as a life-saving shelter during earthquakes. While kids are often taught to duck and cover under their desks when the ground shakes, regular tables can become traps if they buckle or collapse. But not this one. It's built to stand strong during quakes and keep the kids safe underneath it. What makes it special is that it's been thought through for different ways buildings can fall apart during a quake. This way, it ensures kids can have a safe spot no matter what and can be reached by rescue teams afterward. It has also been put to impact tests with various types of weights and debris to confirm it can take a beating without going in. Besides its strength, the table is light enough for two children to lift and move, as well as spacious enough to accommodate a pair of students seeking refuge. This invention basically allows you to bend water and air at the same time. Imagine you're out enjoying the waves or paddling on a lake, and you suddenly need a bit of help to stay afloat. This is where Kingi, which is the world's smallest wrist flotation device, comes in. Worn around your wrist, it's sleek and barely noticeable until you need it. In the event of distress in the water, you can activate it by pulling a lever, which triggers the inflation of a balloon. This balloon aids in buoyancy, easing you to the water's surface. The device is also equipped with a whistle to draw the attention of rescuers in critical situations. Kingi is not a single use. Once you're back on dry land, you can deflate the balloon, fold it back inside, pop in a new CO2 cartridge, and it's ready for your next water adventure. The last invention on the list is like a guardian angel for adventurers in snowy mountains. When an avalanche hits, it can be a race against time. In such an event, SafeBack SBX helps you continue breathing if you get trapped under snow masses, all without the need for a mouthpiece. This could be a game changer because, usually, if someone is trapped by an avalanche, they might only have about 15 minutes before running out of air becomes a real problem. But with the SafeBack SBX, you could have up to 90 minutes of breathing help. That's a lot of extra time for rescuers to get you. It's been through a ton of tests to make sure it works in all kinds of snowy situations. It's also designed to fit into different brands of avalanche backpacks. Plus, it's light enough to not add extra weight to your backpack and tough enough to handle the rough and tumble of an avalanche and keep working.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.